My name is Lindsay Stiltner from Mingo Central High School from Mingo County. As we were chanting in there with you guys before, we are fired up and we are fed up. Teachers come to school every day. They put up with the good students, the bad students. They have the great things, they have the bad things. The fact that all of you out here, I know my teachers right here, they're feeding the kids who cannot afford to eat while you are striking. That should tell our legislators something.
That's right. Yep.
You are helping the students when you're going out on a limb and helping yourself. We must stand. If we don't stand with our teachers, students out there, if we don't stand with our teachers, who will stand for us? I don't know about you all. Teacher, somebody in the educational business. This past Wednesday, I was here as a delegate, and my teacher, Kevin Witt, showed up while he was on strike to support me and my friend. That should tell you guys everything. All of you all out here, thank a teacher. Take your time right now, turn to a teacher and say thank you. Thank you for getting me here today. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for allowing me to stand here.
Could you tell me your name, your county, and your school?
Okay. My name is Elian Ventura, and I go to Spring Valley High School, and I'm from Wayne County. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, the reason why we're here, or the reason why I'm here, is because, you know, all this stuff that's going on, this is history in the making, you know, and I'm just wanting to be here to support my mother, since she is a Spanish teacher from Spring Valley, and I just wanted to be here and part of my fellow students, too, you know, because they're some of them couldn't make it here today, they just don't have rides, and I know that they wanted to be a part of this, and this is just something that, you know, we all just need to be here and be a part of and support, because we have, you know, nothing else. If this doesn't work, you know, our money in our household is going to go down. My mother's going to have to pay like an 800 something insurance. Like, it's crazy. It really is crazy. And, you know, to begin with, when I first started out doing this stuff, I didn't really personally realize what was going on. And then as I went through and, you know, heard what was going on, heard all the things that were happening, I just, you know, I felt so entitled to just be here and just to speak in front of everybody and just be a part of this.
How did you get your information?
A lot of the information that I got was from my mother. She explained it to me a lot when I would ask her, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, hey, what is this all about? And, you know, she would just tell me, you know, it's just we have so many problems with our insurance. The PEIA and all that is just not funded, you know, and it's just like, and it's just crazy the fact that they keep pushing it away. Like, we keep trying to change things. We come here every day that we're not able to go make it to school or work. And, you know, we're here and we're trying to get the word out, but they're just walking away from us, you know. And I just think it hurts everybody's feelings, makes everybody, you know, mad, because we come here for a reason. That's the change, you know.
And you said that you felt this was historic. How do you see it fitting in with West Virginia history?
Well, you know, it's just back in, you know, we had this similar, you know, issue back in, I think it was, I can't remember the exact year, but it was back in the past, back in the 1980s, right? Pretty sure. And
there was a teacher strike in 1990.
1990, that's what it was, 1990. And, you know, and now we're here back, you know, 20 years later? Yeah. Or, yeah, we're back here. Not 20 years later. Oh, sorry. almost 30 years later. And, you know, it's all happening again right in front of my eyes. And it's something that my mother had to go through. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of this movement. You know, I really am.
Okay, could you tell me your name, county, your school, and why you're here today?
My name is Zora Danz, and I am from Fayette County, and my school is the New River Gorge Learning Co-op. It's a Montessori school, so it's not that popular, but I like it. And the reason I'm here today is because our school wants to help out to the teacher's cause, and we think it's the right thing to do.
Thank you. How about you?
Hi, my name is Amelia Bennett. I am from Fayette County, and I go to the same school as her, the NRGLC. And I'm just here to help out the teachers and protest for their cause.
Thank you. What's your name, county, school, and why are you out here today?
Hi, my name is Jake Bennett, and I go to the same school as them, and I am in Fayette County.
And why are you here today?
To support all the teachers and that.
Thank you. And what about you? What's your name and school?
My name is Rose Petritich, and I go to the New River Gorge Learning Co-op, and it's a co-op school, and they do a lot of field trips, but it's not normal. It's just like we try to help out people. Our last field trip was going to going and doing pottery so we could help people out and people who didn't have food, and that would be in a food pantry. So.
And how are you helping people today?
Because they don't have food and they need food to survive, so we're helping them so they can survive and so they can live a good life.
Thank you. What's your name, county, and school?
Julia Minor, Kanawha County, South Charleston High School.
And why are you here today?
I just want to show my support because I have many family members that are teachers that work in the school system, but I also have a strong passion for my teachers at my school.
Thank you. Do you want to be interviewed? Okay. Name, county, and school.
My name is Jara Odin, and I'm from Kanawha County, and I go to South Charleston High School.
And why are you here today?
I'm here today because my mother is a teacher and both of my parents are public employees, and I just think that they should be given the same opportunities and the same benefits that other employees are given. So,
thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
My name is Erica McClung, and I'm from Kanawha County.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to help support our educators and to help support our state employees who have really gotten shafted out of this whole deal. And I'm tired of the promises. They've known that PEI is in a bad way. They keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And when we've had town halls, we've called, we've written, you know, and it's all fell on deaf ears. The teachers are the ones that are able to strike, and we fully support them. And I hope they stay out until somebody gets it done. And I don't want to hear about how Jim Justice has got his best men on it right now. In 2020, we might have something. No.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We stand with you, West Virginia.
Could you tell me your name and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Heath Axe. I'm the executive chef at Berry Hills Country Club.
And you said your wife is a teacher?
And my wife teaches at Riverside High School. She's a math teacher.
And what are you doing here today?
Today we're spending our time out here to support our teachers from Berry Hills Country Club, trying to make sure everybody gets taken care of and fed.
What are you serving?
We're serving hot dogs, and we're serving hamburgers and boneless wings and chips and all the fun stuff.
Looks really good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Bethany. I'm from Harrison County, and I'm from Bridgeport Middle School, High School, sorry.
Why are you here today?
My mom's a teacher, fighting for her rights.
And what about you?
My name is Natalie. I go to Winfield Middle, and my aunt's a teacher, and she's here fighting for her rights.
And why did you decide to come help support?
Every person counts that comes.
Okay, could you tell me your name, county, and school?
My name is Tori Petrie. I live in Boone County, but I go to Riverside High School.
And why are you here today?
Both of my parents and most of my family are state employees, and this isn't just affecting them. This is affecting my life and my future. And I feel the need to help them because they've helped me my entire life.
Thank you. What about you?
My name's Kristen, and I'm 16, and I go to Sherman High School in Boone County.
Why are you out here today?
My mom's a teacher at Sherman High School, and she's so dedicated to helping her students, and I really, really feel like I need to help her too, and she wasn't able to be here today because she had like health issues, but I really wanted to be here because she helps me, and that I'm friends with so many teachers because of that, and I just feel like they're not getting what they deserve.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.